Letzte da, wenn Lamed sein. So let's now learn Halacha Vav. Steh gan ginot zu agabe zu. This famous last mission in Babutzia. You got two gardens, and it was built on a step-like structure. One's chatzer is above the other. Okay. And Vayerek ben Taim, but out of the wall that is the step, vegetables are growing out. Who does it belong to? Rebbe Meir says it goes to the Elyon, the person on the top floor. Rebbe Huda says no, Al Shelat Tachton, the person on the bottom chatzer, or the bottom gina. Rebbe Meir says Ma Imir Tzayon Tola Tafora. But 1 second, it should go to the top person because if he wants, he can take away the soil which is growing up. The Ein Kan Yerek, that's going to be no vegetable. Rebbe Yehuda says, "Oh, my mirror tachton," but you can say the same lashon. The person below can start filling up his gina, raising the level of floor, and also would be able to grow. Yeah, afar in kan yerek. So, in other words, there's tzad for both Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda arguing who this yerek should go to. So, Rebbe Meir, "Pirash yocholim ze al ze minayin ze chaya." So, Rebbe Meir says, "Well, both of them could technically do something to compromise the growth of this yerek." But let's see where it's actually drawing its nutrients from. Rebbe Meir says it's clearly growing up, drawing from the soil, so therefore it goes to Elyon. Rebbe Shimon says no. Kol ha'Elyon, because Kol she'Elyon yachol shot et yado, wherever the Elyon, the person top chatzer, can actually take at arm's reach, so he can reach down, that belongs to him. V'ashar goes to the tachton. That's how they, if, that's how he resolves it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Shteginot umayasu. So Ephraim says, "B'shem Resh Lakish says actually yachloku." That since it's a debate, really, we've seen in our Mishnah between Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, both giving rationales of who it should really go to. According to the Ephraim said, "Name Resh Lakish," that they'll simply divide all the vegetables that grow out of that. However, debate Rebbe Yana Amri Adasra Tfachim says no. He says much like Rebbe Shimon that the top 10 tfachim go to the person in the top chatzer. Anything below that go to the bottom chatzer. We're assuming though that he can reach it without having to overstretch to get so. So it's ten tefachim, but within comfortable reach, let's call it that. Now the Gemara says, Kotel shtei got mechitzot, but another girsa the nifrats and that collapsed. Rav Vishmuel chadamara. Now this is interesting. What it's saying is this kotel collapsed between two chatzerot. You got two opinions. One is this half goes to one and half goes to the other. The other shita says it all goes to one and all goes to the other. Well, they're basically saying the same thing, that you're dividing it between the two different owners of the two different chatzerot, the stones. So what does this mean? So the Gemara now says, well, my mafke b'nei, what's a nafkemina? How do we mechalek, what's the difference? The Gemara says, matzah metziah. Let's say something was found hidden in the walls. Who does it go to? Again, it was there for many years. It's like I said, Hefger, and it's like Metzia that the person, whoever's chatzer it's in, can actually it will become his by way of like in a chatzer. So, madama mechetzelazer, the shita that says really half goes to one, half goes to the other, we'll see which half was this Metzia in. And you know who it goes to. However, mechetzelazer, mechetzelazer. If you say really that region is owned by both of them, then it's not a chatzer that's be able to be koneh that metziah, and therefore, hamotzezach, whoever finds it gets it. Now, there's two ways. I'll just show you the marafold on this. This is matzah metziah b'nei ma'an afkanim mechetzel v'helech. So I'll do the whole marafold. He says, "Ve'ein hazeh rashay litla sherei haychetz yom yuchad lezeh v'kanya lirushatol." That's the first shita. The first shita that half goes to one, half goes to the other. If the whole thing really belongs to both of them, it's not really a reshut miuchad that where the wall was. And therefore the reshut can't acquire for either of them. And whoever finds it can take it and keep it for themselves. Because there was no kinyan chatzer, because that wasn't your unique place. Now, this is an interesting thing he adds that the Mefarshim sort of raised an eyebrow a little bit about. However, Adam Acher ain Rashay Litla, ain Brashot Hakol. Interesting. He says that while the simple understanding might be, that's why a lot of Mefarshim explain it, that really anyone can come along and take it. Marfulda restricts it to only the people that those two, if you like, parties with the Chatzer. How that works and why that should be, that's left with a bit of a question. But with that, we say Adron Lach Perak Abayit Valiyah, Vasicha Masech Tabav Metziah, Adron Lach Bayit Valiyah, Vasicha Masech Tabav Metziah. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Mazel Tov. And we begin Bava Batra Amitz Hashem. Next year, tomorrow. Shutav.
Okay.